Larry Richard, Marty Griffin is off today. He'll be back with me on Monday. Meanwhile, we started the week talking about a number of issues, and one of those was the fact that normally that would be the first day of what we used to call buck season here, the single biggest hunting day in the state of Pennsylvania. But in the last few years, that has changed. Pennsylvania Game Commission moved that from the traditional start after Thanksgiving to Saturday and Sunday of the weekend following Thanksgiving. And that has some hunters up in arms, literally. And we talked to a gentleman who was the head of a group that's trying to get it put back, and checked in on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline with my friend Tony Ferraro, who is a avid hunter and does this every year at deer camp up in Tityoute, Warren County. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, everybody. Hope all is well.
So, are you for or against them moving the date for the first big day from Monday to Saturday?
As I said when I was talking to you earlier in the week, I'm a little mixed because I'm somewhat semi-retired, so it doesn't really affect me as much as the people that are working. But I have a plan B. I mean, you should never have a plan B, they say, but here's an alternative. Why not start the hunting on Sunday and then move into Monday?
What would the difference be?
Well, you'd have another day of camaraderie at the camp. That is the issue at hand. People come up on, the hunters go up on Friday after Thanksgiving, and they usually have camaraderie Friday and Saturday, and then they hunt and Sunday in the old days, and then hunt Monday. But I think a halfway point would be, let's just start it on Sunday. That's just an idea. But I'm happy with what it is. I got to tell you, hunting was fantastic on Saturday. You know, as I said, in our camp, we had four Tonys and four other guys, and we got one buck and two doe. So that was pretty successful. And, Larry, I don't know if I told you, when we start going to that Tityoute clearing area, it was back in 67.
Wow.
With Father Oliver from Sharpsburg and Father Shermonti and my father and a family friend by the name of Tony Iuzzi, and I still hunt with that same guy. I mean, we were kindergarten together, but we still hunt today, and his boys are all hunters too.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, is the camaraderie. A lot of people who haven't ever hunted understand, they don't understand that part of it. But just being out in the woods with friends and family is part of the big attraction every year. So tomorrow would have typically been the second biggest day of the year for hunting. Is it still, do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty big. I know I'm going up to camp again today after work, and I'll be out there, and there'll probably be five or six of us from the original 13 that were up there between my camp and the Bradley Kelly camp. So there'll be five or six of us, and we'll be out. It's supposed to be a decent day. As you know, one thing that you have to take in mind with this Saturday start, Saturday was a great day for hunting with the weather, and then Sunday and Monday were both rainouts. So we actually did fare well that we got to hunt on Saturday.
All right.
But for the camaraderie, we would have been in the camp having fun if we couldn't have been out hunting.
All right, Tony, what about, we're hearing there's challenges to get your deer processed this year.
Oh, I was going to bring that up. We have two local processors up our way, Fours Deer and Hawks Processing. Fours Deer Processing and Hawks Processing, and they were at their limit. They just couldn't honestly take any more in because they were so busy.
Well, what do you do then?
We built our own staging area, and we processed our own. We went old school.
So now you're a butcher.
I was born a butcher.
Well, you were in the food service business.
Yeah. Oh, I started as a butcher. I used to say your butcher's your best friend, and don't burn it.
Were you really a butcher?
Yeah, at Penny's Cash.
I never knew that. I never knew that.
My whole family.
I didn't know.
You learn a lot when you talk to people, don't you?
Oh, okay. Well, stay in touch. Well, now that you're retired, maybe if you want a little side job, you can process deer here in the next week.
No, I'm good. That's a lot of work. You're right. Those guys earn every nickel that they bring in because it's a lot of work.
I don't know if you heard, we talked to a guy named Tim Giger from Valencia, who's a deer processor.
Yeah.
And he said he'll do about 500
Oh my gosh.
And he is, you know, he's never been this busy. And, you know, I guess, but it's, you know, once a year. So you can't make a living off just that.
Yeah. It's tough because they all come in at the same time also. You know what I mean? With a 2-week season, the biggest days, as you just said, were that starting opening day and then this day.
And to Marty's,
so it's a lot of work.
Marty's point, Tony, all week long, I haven't heard of any negative issues on the news.
No, nothing. Everything. I'll tell you, the game wardens in our area, you know, we hunt on a lot of public land. They're very courteous. They keep people safe. There's a lot of deputy wardens that are out there doing a good job. So a lot of respect out there.
Yeah, and I would imagine with nearly a million hunters in the woods in the past week of Pennsylvania, that's pretty remarkable, actually. We haven't heard anything of negative. So
now, you know, normally you hear the one about the tree stand, you know, the guy falls out of a tree stand or heart attack walking, but it's been safe so far. And, you know, you just got to use common sense when you're out there and make sure you stay away from other hunters and wear your orange so they can see you and you can see them.
Yes, wear your fluorescent orange, identify your target, and be safe. And then call Tony if you want your deer processed.
Thanks, Larry. I don't need that.
All right.
That's a lot of work. Thanks, Larry, for the call.
All right, man, be safe. Tony Ferraro, our buddy Butcher. I didn't know that. On our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. You want Tony's number? You call me.